If you haven't heard it before, this super catchy song is called Havana, and it is sung by Camila Cabello, a pop music singer, and it also features a verse sung by Young Thug, a rapper.
This is way too hip. This show is way too hip for us already, Cardiff.
Speak for yourself.
Havana has been either at or near the top of the charts for months now. So obviously, in this case, collaboration has worked out well for both artists. And they are not alone. Today's Planet Money indicator is 35%. That is the share of songs each month that make it to the Billboard Top 100 charts that are collaborations between artists. Welcome to The Indicator, where every day we tell you a short story about the economy. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Stacey's collaborator, Cardiff Garcia. Today's episode is about musical collaboration itself, how popular it's become to collaborate both within musical genres and between them, and the reasons why.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform that identifies high-growth companies solving today's biggest global challenges, like clean water and renewable energy. Claim your $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/money.
Musical collaborations between artists who normally do their own thing have been around for a long time. An early kind of canonical example, of course, was when the hip-hop group Run-DMC joined Aerosmith in 1986 for a recording of Walk This Way.
Collaborations back then were rare enough that when a collaboration did become a hit, it was a really big deal. But in the 1990s, collaborations started becoming more and more popular, and the trend has kept going.
Yeah, and this trend has been noticed by a lot of people who follow music, but recently we came across someone who quantified it in a way that we had not seen before.
Doug Dowson, I'm a data journalist at The Economist magazine.
In preparing for the Grammy Awards this year, Doug started researching music trends, and one of them was that so many of the popular songs that he came across included an extra featured artist. So he started crunching the numbers, and he looked at the share of songs that cracked the Billboard Hot 100 through the years, and every time a song was listed as having featured an additional artist, he counted that as a collaboration. The results?
About 35% of the Billboard Hot 100 songs are now collaborations, up from just 5% in, 1990.
From 5% in 1990 to 35% now. So a number of different explanations are possible for this trend, and we can identify a few of them. For example, the rising popularity of hip-hop. Hip-hop has always been one of the most collaborative music genres, and it still is. According to the music research service Hit Songs Deconstructed, almost two-thirds of the hip-hop songs that became top 10 hits last year were collaborations. And for pop songs, it was only 40%.
And one of those hip-hop songs called I'm the One was from DJ Khaled, a producer who's known for these collaborations. And it featured four other singers as diverse as Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, Quavo, and Lil Wayne.
Let Justin Bieber know, let Wayne know, and let Quavo know, my house.
All he does is win, Cardiff. All he does is win and collaborate.
So much winning. We the best music. Another one. DJ Khaled. Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lies. So yeah, it makes sense that as hip-hop has climbed in popularity through the years, that the overall collaborations and musical hits would also climb. It's just straightforward math.
And collaborations don't just happen within hip-hop or within certain genres. Artists from different genres also collaborate with each other.
And this trend fluctuates a lot from year to year, but the long-term trend is that these crossover songs, as they're called, have become an increasingly high share of songs that crack the top 100. And that's according to research from Noah Askin and Michael Moskap, both business school professors. Doug sent that research to us.
The most common type of cross-genre collaboration is probably pop stars with hip-hop artists. So you'll have Taylor Swift performing with Kendrick Lamar.
Stacey, I think that means it's time for another musical interlude.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's time for us to sing.
No, it's time to listen to Bad Blood by Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, that's probably going to be more interesting. No, I don't fear no more, but I get respect and quite sincere no more. Taylor Swift. I want to hate her. It's hard, though. She makes really catchy songs.
Live mic, my friend.
Live mic. People are going to show up with pitchforks at NPR. Anyway, now that I have sealed my fate, Doug speculates about another fascinating reason why collaborations are so popular. And it's also based on the work of Noah Askin and Michael Mouskoff. They looked at the thousands of songs that had made the Billboard Top 100 for more than half a century, and they found that the most popular songs kind of struck this tricky balance between what was already familiar to audiences and what was brand new.
So these included some things that audiences had heard before and some things that they hadn't. And so you can see why a cross-genre collaboration might work. So like fans of Bruno Mars will like hearing him in the song Finesse, but they'll also get to hear the less familiar rapping of featured artist Cardi B.
You could be Cardi G.
No.
No?
Absolutely.
I think you should think about that. I think that should be a soft no. It is impossible to know whether this trend of more collaborations will continue. But Doug says one reason it might is the popularity of streaming services. These services make it easy to search for one artist in a specific genre and discover another artist in a different genre. So musicians are incentivized to collaborate because they expose themselves to a whole new audience. Add it all up, Doug says, and it seems like there's something for everyone in these collaborations, at least economically.
The record labels like it because it builds exposure for their artists. I think artists like it because they can work with their friends, with artists that they respect. And then it seems that, you know, that listeners like it as well. I mean, they get twice the star power on one song.
As for whether collaborations also make for better music and not just commercial success, look, I don't know. I like them. But that's also a subjective question, one that each of us has to answer for ourselves. And you can think about it while you listen to Camila Cabello's Havana, featuring Young Thug.
And if you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Pop Culture Happy Hour. Every week, they talk about the latest books and movies and music and television. It's a really fun, lively discussion. You can check it out on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform blending purpose and profit. Invest in high-growth companies improving the world without checking your values at the door. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/money.